Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
How hot is hot?
Every man has a higher self and a lower self. With your higher self, you can achieve greatness and things beyond this planet. With your lower self, you get your basic needs, but also to create darkness. Find your balance, King.
Oh yeah. Hello world. Peace and love. I wish you the best. And now for the next. Coming to your mind. Live and direct from the ethers. Now it's all in your speakers. Now it's in your sneakers. Now as we prepare for our liftoff, you'll need only two things to direct your course. Your ears and your soul. I bring to you, 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 I bring to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hotep, children of the sun, and welcome. Your number one station focused on rebuilding our nation, WMLR. More Life Radio proudly presents Brother, 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 a show dedicated to the upliftment and encouragement of the Melanated Kings, with your host, Khonsu Sesshmu Amun, and Tahuti the Fly Virgo. Exclusively on WMLR. Without further ado, all hail all the king, all the king, all the king, all the king. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, and welcome, family. Once again, it's Thursday night. WMLR is where you are. More Life Radio. I am Tahuti, the Fly Virgo, indeed, extraordinaire, and you are live in the den with us tonight, brother, brother, brother. It's our show dedicated to black men worldwide, and I couldn't, of course, I didn't come alone, and I see him pulling in, he's getting ready, he's on his way, he's coming. I'm talking about the fabulous Khonsu Sesshmu Amun. And I'm to tell you something. If you've been missing any of our shows, don't worry. All right? Don't worry. We're building. We're approaching our two-year anniversary. And we're still getting better for you, bringing you extraordinary broadcasting radio right here on the Blog Talk platform. Y'all know I'm talking about my name, man, Khonsu Sesshmu Amun. He's been doing it big here as of late. Man, the comedy show, he's got it, comes on Wednesday nights. Yeah, that's right. If you've been missing it, you can go right to our station page, facebook.com/ More Life Radio. Or you can come right here to blogtalkradio.com/ WMLR and listen to all of the archives. We got a tune in app. Let me bring my main man in right now. Brother Khonsu Sesshmu Amun. Peace, King. How you feeling tonight?
Man, what's up? I'm feeling with my hands, King. What's going on?
Oh, man. I'm excited. You know what I mean? I'm excited about tonight. We, I want to explain to the family members, you know, we are busy brothers. We are, but we're not going to let this all go. Y'all are a part of us. Y'all just bear with us. We get it together, right? You know what I mean? So,
man, we're working on it. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And I was telling them about the comedy show. Man, you've been doing a fantastic job. Two shows under the belt. Who knows who's coming to the table next week? Who knows? We ain't gonna tell y'all. Y'all gotta tune in right here, WMLR, More Life Radio. King, talk to me, man. How was your day?
Man, you know, today has been wonderful, man. You know, I took my first breath, and I've been breathing ever since, man. And that keeps me focused and appreciative, man. Keeps my mind straight. So I appreciate breathing the breath of life, man. The mighty Shu, the goddess of air from the Kemetic teachings. I'm so appreciative of the breath, brother. So all is well, man.
Yes.
I can't complain outside of that.
Yes. Yes. Still building. Taking it step by step, Khonsu. You know what I mean? It's all phases. And so I accomplish one phase and I move on to the next to achieve that ultimate goal, man. I'm going to Dallas. Uh-oh. I'm going to Dallas.
Hey, man, you know what? Dallas. I'm thinking about moving to Dallas. I'm actually thinking about moving to DeSoto, Texas.
Yes.
Texas, brother.
Yes. I looked at DeSoto and all of the northern part of Irving. The area where I would be working is North Dallas. So I have to take the, you know what I mean? I've been on the Google Maps, man. I've really been researching Dallas and all the surrounding areas. And I know that DeSoto is where the brass, the polished African folks live, you know, the well-to-do.
Yes. Well-to-do. Yes,
the
sir.
Well-to-do.
Yes, sir.
So, yes, sir. Yeah, man, I'm serious, bro. I'm Virgo season is my target. My target time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And I'm gonna make it happen, man. It's gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? So we are the creators, so we create. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm doing, man. How's the things going with you, man? What's on your horizon? I know you've been busy. You've been lecturing and writing.
Well, you know,
he might be building a rocket in his backyard. Y'all never know. I would not be surprised.
I'm developing, you know, my brand and trying to be a better service to my brothers and sisters out there. I've recognized my gift, and I'm walking the straight and narrow path in realizing my gift. And so I'm just staying focused on cultivating that. I'm also with WMLR, you know, I'm sold out to WMLR. This is something that I think has unlimited potential. It can be a great resource for our people, and it just fits who I am, you know, a servant of our people. If I could do anything, I would do this all day, every day, 24/7. And that's what we're working on. That's what we want our listeners to support us, please, because we were born to do this. If you can't tell, just listen to the content. We was born to do this. We're not regular at this. We the best at it. And we know it. We're confident in it. We like Jordan, game 7, fourth quarter. Or we like Isaiah Thomas, game 7, LA Lakers. We like that.
Yes. We like them bad boys. Well. Don't forget about them bad boys now. You got to know them bad boys. Hard working, dedicated. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, no. Don't come in the paint if you paint. Don't come in the paint if you paint.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So
it's all good.
For anybody that's new, that might be new, I just want to take a brief moment to explain what this is we do, all right, and why this show is so magnificent. Me and this brother Khonsu, originally, now we haven't even met face to face yet, so that's getting ready to happen. That's on the horizon, right? So we met. Khonsu came on and as a guest on More Talk, our cornerstone program, which, by the way, is coming back. We just being more selective. I got my twin flame on the team with me, rocking with me, and he keeps me grounded, and we just taking our time. We're being real methodical, like, you know what I'm saying, strategic, like, and we want to get the right fits. We're going to talk about that tonight, finding the right fit. Woo! Ooh, yeah. We're going to talk about a few things. But first, Khonsu, let's give him a little something, man. Let's give him a little something. Let me drop this on him. We'll be right back. WMLR, More Life Radio. I am Tahuti, the Fly Virgo, and he goes by the name. So tell him your name, son. Tell him who you are.
Khonsu Sheshmu Amun, WMLR, More Life Radio. Brother, brother, brother.
Education in and of itself, and my friend, we just feel a lot of time. Education is a process. It's a tool. It's a tool. And education in and of itself cannot empower you. And if you got to learn, if you want to get power, you must use it as a tool. And so that's why we stress economics. Because what we are competing against is not the fact we've not been well educated. Black people in America right now hold the record in the world for the fastest educational achievement of any human beings on earth. You already got that as a record. when you came out of slavery in 1865, between 1865 and 1895, that in that 30-year time period, you reduced your illiteracy rate by yourself by over 50%. And you surpass whites coming into this country. Black folk have the highest educational achievement on earth for people coming out of slavery. But the process that we don't have is the economics. That's what, and I learned in all those years in the Marine Corps and also as a pilot, and also when I took over education for the state of Florida, as you know, in the 19th, during the integration, I found out that if you want to empower yourself, that's what you're going to need to change some of the structure. You're being programmed and brainwashed. And if you're going to change it, you must have an economic base, an economy. And it goes as a five-story building, that high. Five stories you must be able to capture if you're going to empower yourself. It goes first in economics. And once you get your economics and your place of power and wealth, then to capture the second floor. The second floor is politics. And you learn how to control your politicians with your economy. If you can't buy a politician, you rent a leasing butt. You learn, you control the second floor. Then once you take over the politics at the second floor, then you go to the third floor. Your third floor is your law enforcement and your police departments. You learn, and your court system. You then use your politics to control the second floor so you won't have any police abuse and misuse by the police and exploitation of black folk and beating black children. And then when you learn how to control the third floor through your economics, then you move to the fourth floor. Your fourth floor is your media. Then you can buy radio stations, TV stations, and cable systems. You have an advertising base. You cannot have radio in this country without an advertising base. And to have an advertising base, you must have an economy to support it. White folks are not going to support your media. And that's a form of brainwashing. If you don't control the media, the television, the cable system, the newspapers, whatever it might be. And then the fifth floor is education. And then you move to your education system. Your education system is responsible for indoctrinating and to maintain that entire structure. And see, we've never had an economy. And consequently, all the people we're competing with that are coming into this country, all the people you're competing with, all the Asians, Hispanics, they're not coming to this country to get an education. They're coming here to build an economy.
WMLR, More Life Radio, the great Dr. Claude Anthony, and the gentleman, you know what I mean, building that house, that nation building. Consul, I know that's one of your favorites.
Yes, sir. That's one of my guys. That's one of my personal mentors, man. He taught me so much in finance. He really gave me an understanding of a ethnic perspective in finance, bro. I mean, he really made it abundantly clear to me that money is conducive to your economic wealth in your culture. And never underestimate the power of money, King. Money is an end-all, be-all. You know, this show is dedicated to the melanated kings. And the reason it is, one thing, to be a king, you have to have ownership. So you cannot be a king and own nothing. And what we have to deal with as melanated kings is we exist under the system of white supremacy, which creates racism. So in that, it is extremely difficult for us to execute the title king. We can only aspire to be kings. And sometimes it is lost in translation to our queens, as they give us expectations that are mere shadows of our oppressor. We actually need our queens to equivocate our kingship. We are not the kings that are free to rule. We are under repressive rule, which means that we need the community behind us and to support and fortify us as we grow in power. And one of the major effects of that is money. So all the melanated kings out there, I'll say to you, without money, you are not a king. Money don't rule you. Money's not everything. Money don't dictate your morals, but it maintains your status. Think about this, kings that are listening. With money, you can take that trip you always wanted to take with your queen. You can lace up with all the diamonds and gold to make her feel different from the other queen. Because women are very competitive of one another. More so than we are of each other, believe it or not. brotherhood is totally different than sisterhood. Two different paradigms. And with money, you can also establish your bloodline and take care of your descendants and maintain your name. You would rather have your face on the wall that changed the course of your family than Jesus Christ on the wall, or Allah, or Buddha. You replace that with your actions that you invest in your family. It takes money. Money helps you acquire land that then creates a lineage of ownership and kingship, King. And that's important, bro. So money is the crux of it all, brother, for kingship. But tell me what you think about that, King. What's your opinion on that?
I love it when you drop them gems like that and you use words like equivocate. I love it, man. Love it. Equivocate. I wrote it down.
A new word, like, equivocate.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, I got to write it down. Now, my word game is thick. You know, I have a very robust vocabulary, but I love words. So when I hear somebody that uses the words, and I just love it, man. But anyway, I 100% agree with you. We've got to be about them, have the mindset about building and leaving something tangible, a real legacy for our children, for our young people. See, I know for Khonsu and myself, it's very important that what we're doing, the work that we're doing now, is not in vain. This is not a hobby. We are building a brand so that our children collectively will be able to put their hands on this. And we're going to keep working at it, all right? And we encourage all of the kings to be about that mindset. Don't just chase the money. When you stop chasing the money chases you. You're never without it. You got to believe that and know it. Put the work in, focus, and stay on your path. Get out of your own way. That's like a lesson that I've been learning here as a late consul. Get out of your own way. I got to get out of my own way. Once I do that, that's when things just start falling right into place, you know? And so that's what I'm on, man. That is what I'm on. I love what you said, man.
Powerful, brother.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, I want to talk a little sports, man. We got basketball is rounding, you know, doing what it's doing. Who you see, man? What you see happening? What you see, you know, you going along with everybody else or you see something different?
Well, I mean, I've been watching off and on, not as intently as I normally have because I've been busy. But Cleveland is going to be tough to beat. I think LeBron came into his understanding when he beat Golden, when they came back from that 3-1 deficit. I think we've seen the turning point of LeBron going towards the levels of Michael Jordan in that series. I seen him act like a team player and took moments to become a leader. So I like Cleveland. You better watch San Antonio. Because once again, fundamentally sound and execute in all areas and phases of basketball. And Golden State is just got all the firepower. And my sleeper I really say Detroit. It's going to be the Boston Celtics. Get him a couple of free phones.
We got to get it together. We're a young team. We're growing. I'm going to tell you, man, Kawhi Leonard has really become very impressive. You're talking about all-round player. We haven't really seen anything like him since, I would have to say, Scottie Pippen. That's who he kind of reminds me of. Yes. He's long. Yes. He's got a great defensive game, a shutdown game. And he can score from, you know, either slashing to the basket or just raising up on you. You know, he's got range. He reminds me, his game, I should say, reminds me of that of Scottie Pippen, man. What do you think about Kawhi Leonard, man?
Awesome, man. He is right there in the top five players in the league. Absolutely phenomenal. Truly unstoppable. You can't stop him on the offense.
Wait, hold on. Because, see, some people saying he better than LeBron. He better than LeBron.
I can't say that.
You know what I'm saying? He's proving it.
I've heard.
He's carrying that team on his back, just like LeBron. And he's producing. I mean, LeBron is sitting down, taking a break. And how many games? They got like 30 games left. He's chilling, resting his ankles, getting his nails and stuff done and getting pampered.
He got them lines.
I don't remember Jordan doing that, bro. I don't remember them players, Magic and them doing that.
You're not going to get those kind of players no more. Those days are gone. That's why I don't even like to put them in that ilk. But in this day and time, LeBron is the best player in the world at this day and time right now. But
he's better. Kawhi Leonard, you're saying he's better than Kawhi.
You can't take Kawhi, nothing from Kawhi. I can't say he's better. I can say that he is the most established and decorated ball player in the league right now. Kawhi, athletically, might be better than LeBron. But see, now we're going to get into a plethora of attributes because we can't deny that point guard out of Oklahoma. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah. Who because you talking he, about?
Who's the point guard or the two guard? He play either one. That used to be KD's best friend.
That used to be Kevin Durant. Oh. Yeah. I just.
Physically,
he has no help. Yeah.
He has no help, but physically, for a man of his stature, he dominates big men, small men, whoever that's on the court.
He does, but he's got to get his control. He's gotten better. I remember thinking, watching Westbrook, like he's too fast for himself. He overruns his own play. You know what I'm saying? And so I see him getting a lot better. He's showing it. He's being pretty consistent, right? I just don't think he has enough help out there for him to challenge either Golden State or San Antonio coming out of the West.
Mm.
We got a better chance than they do.
This is
when I say we, I'm talking about my Pistons. That's right. My Pistons, yes, baby. Oh, man.
You can wish on if you want.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about.
Oklahoma in five with Detroit. Oklahoma played in five.
Played Oklahoma. We smashed them, bro. We got the bigs.
Oh, man.
We got the bigs, man. We do.
I like that.
We got. Yeah, I think we smashed Oklahoma, bro. In a five-game series? Yeah. We got a chance. We got a chance. I feel that way, bro.
Yes, well, I'm not gonna.
Let me get it. Yeah, let me get a number out real quick, Kashu, and I know you had something else on your mind.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you, Kings. Chime in. You in the barbershop. That's what this is all about. Freestyle. You know, we do this. It's unplanned, it's unedited, and it's a beautiful thing because it's all about you tonight, King. We want to hear what's on your mind. 646-564-9589. Get it off your mind and onto the air, baby. Let's do it. Kansu, talk to him.
Sir.
What you got on your mind now, man?
Man, you know what? I mean, I want to play some music, King. I want to play some moves. Something to put you in
race,
a space.
Yeah.
Because you got something special tonight to talk about. So let's put it in a space. Yes.
I do.
So let's do this, man. exclusively right here, right now, on WMLR, More Life Radio, Brother, 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 the anthem for our men. All right, Kings, let's go. WMLR, More Life Radio.
Renaissance Hair Company, regal elegance for the distinguished queen, specializing in hair extensions and more, with four different grades of hair to choose from. Contact the Burroughs Brothers.
The twins. They got what you need.
The Renaissance Hair Company. You can reach them on their website at rhairco.com, via email rhairco@gmail.com, on Instagram at the_Renaissance_hairco, or call 267-888-7472. The Renaissance Hair Company, wanting all the queens to remember that this is for the beauty in you.
WMLR, More Life Radio. It's your one and only Consul Sheshua Moon. Alongside me, my right-hand twin flame, the incomparable.
Yes, yes.
Hootie the Fly Virgo. What's happening, man? What's going on? It's a man's man. World. That is you.
Man. You killed him.
Yes.
Ooh, man, you killed him with that one right there. That's that grown man shit right there. That's that, yeah, that's king. Tilt your crown, you know what I'm saying? Yes, hang one leg over the arm of your throne. know what I'm saying? Pour you some clear. I like that clear. Well, yeah, I like that brown. Clear. Conscious say dark.
Oh, okay.
Say pour the brown.
Yeah, so, give me that brown. You know, I like my drink like my women, boy.
Ooh. Dig it. I like
brown
I like
and brown.
I drink it. I can definitely drink some Martell now. But I can't go no other route. I can't do all that other stuff y'all be doing.
Can I drop a little vibe right quick, brother? Can I say a little something? Just a statement.
Indeed.
We're in the shop. Kings that are listening. Listen, man, we in the barbershop. Let me say this for the record. I want to make this abundantly clear. My fellow kings, we ain't nobody. I hope them the queens are listening. I know they are. But I'm going to say this. Kings, there's nothing better in the world. Now, I talked about money. We need it to substantiate ourselves. But I'm going to tell you what we really love. You ready, King?
I'm ready.
We love some good pussy. Man, I was reflecting on that the other day. Man, pussy is fantastic. I just don't understand. How a man don't want me. I don't get it. I don't understand it. And I never will. Pussy is powerful. I love it. I love it, man. I love me some pussy, brother. I'm going to just keep it 1,000. Just as a statement to get everybody's mind right. Pussy is great. Back to your schedule.
All right. No, let's stay with that, right? Because, see, I think it's a fundamental, it's a problem that's developed between us. I heard, who was it, Dr. Hagen's break it down. I've heard Farrakhan break it down as to why there's this breakdown. And it's because of the traumatic abuse that our ancestors have passed along through their energy in regards to sex. We've been told it needs to be, you know, you got to be hush-hush. You know, we can't, as men, express ourselves from our natural expressive state. It's the way we love you. It's the way we give our energy to you. This is why we know scientifically that a man imparts his energy into the woman when he ejaculates and has sex with her. We know this happens. All right. That's not just the physical side. There's a metaphysical side. And I think a lot of these queens miss it. So let's give them a lesson real quick, Kansu. I'm glad you took it there. Let's give them a quick lesson as to what it is men need. Yeah, we need that money. We definitely do. We need a car. But it's something above all of that we want. We want to get back to heaven. WMLR. We'll be right back. Let me drop this on him, Kansu.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me kickstart it. You know, Blog Talk be acting rusty sometimes. WMLR. Here we go. Boom. There we go. Wow.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to Carol's Love Techniques. So today I want to do another relationship topic, and that is what men and women need in a relationship. Typically it's three things, although there are other things that we need, but pretty much some of the main things that allows one to continue to thrive in a relationship. So let's get started. Okay, so as far as it goes for a man, first thing that he needs, sex. Okay? I gather you probably already know this. Here's the issue though. Many of us, while we're in relationship, we know these things. We know. We know what it is that we need to do to please our partner. Yet, we fail to do so. In order for your man to feel part of you, to be able to emotionally express himself through sex, okay, this is how he receives his affection. This is how he receives whatever it is that you're feeling through sex with most, I'm talking about relationships, people. I'm not just talking about, you know, those one night stands. No, I'm talking about in a relationship. Okay, so he needs sex. Sex, it allows him to express what he needs from you as a partner, to have that feel good, you know. It allows him to become a little bit more emotional. It allows him to, you know, burn off that energy that men have, okay? If you, like, as many little boys, they need to burn off energy in order to be calm, okay? So if he's an office type guy, to where he's not burning as much energy as someone, you know, does construction, well, then he may need to come home and work that off. He needs to be able to take the edge off. Furthermore, men have to have sex because it can cause, you know, male issues, you know, the prostate area. So that is also why it is so important for them to be able to release. Now, if you are a partner who is, you know, rarely active, and when I say rarely, I mean once every 2 weeks, that's not enough. Okay, that's merely not enough for a man to be able to function the way he needs to be able to express his love for you the way he can or the way he should. Okay, he needs that. This is like number one thing on the list. Now, your guy may say, no, that's not it, but I guarantee you, it is. It's a requirement. They have to have it. It's almost like a car with very little gasoline. It won't function properly without the necessary amount of gas. I mean, sure, you could put, you know, a couple bucks in there, but how far would that get? Not very far. So yeah, sex is definitely one of the main things that your partner needs or your man needs in order to thrive in your relationship. The second most important thing is support. Now, support is rarely given in most relationships. You would be amazed at how many partners that don't show recognition towards their mate. You know, for instance, if you guys reside together, saying, oh, thank you, love, for fixing the sink for me. Or showing them some praise once they've made an accomplishment. You know, encouraging them when they're down and they're feeling melancholy. You know, giving them that push. Because you have to remember, as little boys, most guys have had some sort of help to guide them through life. You know, whether it be like a coach or a very strict parent, you know. Get out there and do this and run fast, or always pushing them. Someone, a motivator. They've always had this. Most men. And they always need that push from their mate to let them know that, hey, I'm on the right path. I'm doing this right. Because if you never tell your mate that he or she is doing what they're supposed to do, they're doing it properly, and you're encouraging them to continue to do that, well, they may not be verbally expressive as to ask you, am I pleasing you? Am I doing this right? So by encouraging them to continue to do so, they'll know that, you know, he'll know he's on the right path. So encouraging, praising, giving that recognition, your guy needs that support on a daily basis. This is something that has to be practiced, okay? One other thing, lastly, is he needs a sense of freedom. This is why most men, and it's more popular today than ever before, they have their little man cave, or they need to be with their guy so they can have that romance. They need to be able to go out and do things, or just sit in their room and think to themselves. They need that space, that freedom. Okay, let's go back to when they're a child. Most little boys like to be outside doing what? Exploring. Having that freedom. Being able to do whatever it is that makes them happy. They need that sense of freedom. So by giving your mate the adequate amount of space to do so, it's especially if it's not going to harm the relationship, you would see a major change in your relationship. You can't stifle a man, any man, I'm telling you. Most men aren't active and outgoing. They like to be home, whatever. Even still, that guy needs that space. When he comes home, hello, honey, how was your day? Back off. Okay? So these are the three things that most men need in a relationship to thrive. And I thank you so much for joining me today. Be sure to check out my other videos. Like, subscribe, comment. And until next time, take care.
WMLR, your number one station, focused on rebuilding our nation.
WMLR, More Life Radio. Welcome back, family. Man, that tied in perfectly. It really did. It tied in perfectly.
Man, that was awesome. That was powerful.
I like her.
Yes.
She know what a man needs.
What he wants.
She know what a man needs. Woo, ladies. You know, there are a couple of things I want to address going into the top of the next hour. To my queens, I sound exasperated. And y'all know I'm an open book, right? And I share my experiences. So this last couple of months, you know, I've been building with somebody that I've known for a long time, 30 years, right? She came along during a tough time, but that really wasn't the allure. It was the way she spoke, the way that she presented herself, Khonsu, you know, on various topics. I mean, she was doing it to my mind, you know. Just so happened she was going to be relocating back here for a minute. And I'm like, wow, okay. You know, being the spiritual man that I am, you understand me. And see, Khonsu, I need, you know, maybe I got an issue. I don't know. Maybe I just want this thing so bad that I'm overarching, man. But I don't think that's it, Khonsu. If you could have been a fly on the phone and in the chat box and in the text messages, you would have seen it for yourself. Like, wow. You know, man, Tahuti done found him a real one. You know what I mean? This is working out. You know, the universe is opening up and all this, and she's agreeing on the phone and in the chat boxes and then through the text messages, you know, yes, this is great. This is wonderful. You know, you are alpha male. I mean, saying all the right things because, you know, my number one love language is words of affirmation. And I'm wondering if I'm revealing that too soon. I'm doing some self-inventory. You understand me? Because it's looking like my queen is going to be down in Dallas somewhere that I want to be prepared. I want to see what Frankie Beverly and them was talking about when they made Southern Girl. They got to be, though. They got to be. Because these Midwest women and these East Coast women, y'all don't know what y'all want. It can be right in front of your face, and y'all just got these fantasies in your mind of how it's. But I want him to be this, and I want him to be. But you're not even looking at what you are, and you know, R. Kelly wrote a song about when a woman's fed up that one man can make one woman hate all men. That is true. That is facts. Y'all try to. Instead of looking at the decisions that you made before me, you try to put me in them same categories with these cats. You try to, you know, you're dealing with me like how you dealt with them, And that's where you're messing up. You understand? Yeah. Elder Barnes and them said, you got to love me in a special way. Y'all don't hear me? Y'all don't hear me? You got to love me in a special way. You understand? There's responsibility that comes with real African-centered love, family. It really, truly is. And Khonsu, I'm going to step out there tonight, and I'm going to say that, unfortunately, our westernized African queens, you know, the ones that was born in, you know, Philly, Chicago, Flint, Detroit, you know, these various places. And this is not an all thing. You know, it's never all. I know my queen is out there. And see, you got a queen. You see what I'm saying? So I know that it's possible. I don't feel like it's not meant for me. But I'm going to slow down. Everybody was hitting me up. I went got a little happy, you know. I was excited. I ain't going front. I was excited. She came here. Didn't nothing jump off. Nope, I didn't get none. Didn't happen. And honestly, well, look, there was a reason, bro. You know, I am a picky dude, and you gotta look. Right? You gotta look like, you know, somebody I want to be with. In that, I want to get my energy to. It's gotta be proportioned a certain way. I don't like a whole lot of people with me in the bed at night. I'm trying to say it in the nicest way.
Yeah. Hey, we pick together.
Hey, be careful of them headshots out there, family. You know, God bless. Listen, see, I know this sounds mean because I love all my queens. I really do. But I'm just not like, you know, I like to be able to touch my elbows, you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't feel like I'm hugging, you know, one of them little mini refrigerators that you find in the hotel. It shouldn't feel like that to anybody.
No.
You know, not just to men, but to women too, right? Y'all don't want another guy, you know, you sinking into when you're hugging. You know,
feel like one of the marshmallow. Grandma put all the chickens in.
Yeah, you know, like what it must feel like to hug a linebacker with shoulder pads on. You know what I mean? What that's got to feel like. You know what I mean?
It's like, man, wow. That,
man. Yeah, rough, man. And so I had to. You should have seen me do the moonwalk. I did the moonwalk. Yeah.
Like Mike. He was like Mike.
Yeah. Mine was a little faster, and it might have been a little smoother because it was urgent. It was a sense of urgency.
Oh, man.
Mike was hilarious. Entertaining. He was entertaining. I had more of a sense of urgency. So if you can just imagine that, you know, me doing the moonwalk with a sense of urgency, you picture that, then you kind of understand where I'm going. But listen, she's a sweet young lady, man, and she's going to make somebody happy. There are villages in Africa where they love voluptuous women, right? The more,
right,
you know, you got on you, the better, you know. I'm just, for me, constantly, I'm just saying, can be all like Beyonce built, but you know, your stomach can't be bigger than your butt. That's just a flag.
Oh, no, that is hilarious, dude.
That's a flag. That's a flag on the plane, man. And so, you know, I don't know. Women seem to think that because we're men that, you know, they can just throw it at us and just jump all over it. And that's not always true. I know college student probably said no. Yeah, you know what I mean? And it just changed.
Oh, man.
You ever been in a situation like that, Kasha? You have met somebody, y'all was talking, and hey, then you see them.
I done told you before. I mean, I'm you know, I'm a teddy bear. You know, I'm a big guy, you know. And you can't be my size because the law of physics really won't work out. So I'll tell you like that. But my biggest thing, you're not going to be big as me. That's a gift. So we're not doing it. I'm not, call me what you want. Some people like chocolate. Some people like vanilla. Okay? This is my choice.
Right.
However, you got to wash your ass. See, that's me. See, you came up in there, and she was, you know, she was a deep freezer. But me, I done dealt with some funk boxes, you know, some straight bags of onions. If you mix onions and pot liquor for mustard greens, is what I done mess with, bro. That'll scar you for life.
Yeah.
That'll put me in the space, bro.
I can't even imagine. I'm feeling queasy just thinking about it. My thing is, you know, I don't want your areolas to be the size of 45 records. Remember the 45s? If y'all don't know what a 45 is, look that up and imagine as an areola.
That's funny.
It's just a bit much for me. It's a much for me. And some men like that. They like them to look like the top of a black man's head on their chest. You know, I don't know, Kansu. I'm just, you know, and she's really nice. She is. I don't want to come off like I'm dogging a sister, y'all. I'm just being real. I'm trying to figure out if I got a problem. You know what I'm self-reflecting right now, you know.
Hey, man.
Man,
hey,
I looked down, man. She was sitting on the couch, and, you know, the bottom of her stomach was hanging out, man.
That's what you say. Oh, my God. What have I done?
Yes. What have I done? And it's not too late to turn back. It's not too late to cancel.
Don't change this shit.
Yeah.
You're out of there. You're out.
We cool. She's a smart sister, you know, a good mom. We cool. But it's just, you know, the romance is just like.
Power to the beat.
Yeah.
Power to the beat.
Yeah. Not all at one time. You know what I'm saying? I want a whole lot of crowd in my area.
That matters, man.
Y'all. Come on, for real. The first thing that attracts us to one another is our appearance, right? So, fellas, watch out for all them headshots. Be careful. You got to look for hand shots. If they won't show their whole body in the picture, look for their hands. Look for pictures where you can see their hands.
Ooh, and they got
usually
the I can only imagine. I can only imagine, bro. I can only imagine when you said that, man.
Man, I just felt bad. You know, I had to come up with some other reason why I couldn't, you know, proceed with it. But we're good friends. I've known her for a long time. Bless her heart. God bless her. I just can't do it. That would be an incredible grocery bill. I'm taking on debt instantly. I'm putting myself in the black instantly.
Man, look.
In the red. Which one is bad? Black or the red? The red.
The red.
Putting myself in the red instantly.
Your company's in the red.
And you know what, though? I want to thank her, though, because she really motivated me to say, you know what, T, the summer is coming. You need to start getting in your workout, man. And you and I talked about doing it. And I apologize because I dropped the ball. You know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be a motivator. Like, yo, you ready, Khonshu? Let's get this, baby. Let's get it. And I dropped the ball, man. You know, but it's not too late. And I'm encouraging you, everybody out there, really do need to. We really, truly do. I know, brothers. I know, kings. I know. It like the impossible dream. This is impossible. Because I love me some good chicken wings. And I like fish. And I just can't imagine a life without eating meat. Everything made of tofu. I got to eat this tofu-ass hot dog. Tofu burger, tofu pizza. I don't want tofu. I don't want nothing named tofu near my mouth. I really don't.
It's out for it, though. Tofu, you sit down. Sit down, oh. Tofu. You sit down.
Yeah, like a little bad Asian kid's name.
You tofu. Come here, Tofu. I tell you no more time, Tofu.
I don't want none of that on my salads and nothing. People make meatless chili. What is meatless chili? That's illy. That's not even the whole chili. Hey, man, that ain't the same.
You got to get your mind in your body right, man.
I know, man.
You got to get pure.
I know, man.
I always say, man, vegetarians are in the graveyard, too. They right there in there with me.
Well, I mean, we all born to die. You know what I mean? And me personally, I like a chicken titty sandwich. I love chicken titties fried. I like chicken titties baked. You know what I mean? I like wings. I'm a flapper guy. You know, I'm a flapper dude. You know, so yeah, I don't know.
Help us out with it. So, please, yeah. You know, work on your weight. Please, by all means, wash your ass and understand that we love pussy. We love it.
Yes.
With all our
That's
soul
it.
And effort. We love
life
us.
Would be so much easier if you just knew these basic things.
Basic. Basic. Stop, don't play stop. With me. Don't play with your pussy. Don't do that.
No.
Don't do that.
No. And don't go buy a Bob. Don't go buy a battery operated.
No, don't do that.
Stay away.
Well, you know, I actually like bringing that to the party sometimes.
Well, yeah, there are things that you can utilize from these stores of these places.
Yeah, you know, look, but I'm not talking about you not finna bring in no life like none of shit with me. But I'm saying some of these toys are great. It's a great toy.
Yeah,
you say this, Ken.
Yeah,
that is a
we like the stimulators, right? Yeah, we like the stimulators and things. Yeah.
Yes, that silver egg. That silver egg is the Michael
yes,
Jordan toys. That egg with that little remote to it. Mm. You have a.
Is that the one? That's the one they call the bullet. That's the one they call the.
Yes,
bullet.
The bullet. The bullet. Man. Yes. All you gotta do is show it to us. She'll ball up. Oh no! Tonight. Mm. Yes, tonight, baby. We getting this bullet up.
Well, I tell you what, you learn it.
This waxing and this book.
Yeah. You going to know if you a gusher or you a squirter that night. You going to know which one. You going to get an education, baby, if you don't know already.
Do you know that gushing and squirting? Let me give you a little factoid. Mm-hmm. Gushing and squirting actually contain urine.
Come on.
And the silence hits the crowd. And crickets hit the crowd.
Come on.
I know, man.
It does.
Hey,
it does.
The things that I've done, the thing, brother, look it up.
Okay.
You want me
to now?
You got the article.
No. You're going to make me challenge you on point of perspective. That's what's going to happen. And we're going to do an entire debate on this because I'm going to beg to differ. All right.
Brother,
although it's created in the bladder, It is not urine, and it has no urine in it.
I wish we could get a woman to call it. If there are any women listening, if she gonna keep it 100, she might not want to keep it 100. Yes,
Kasu. Half of them don't even know a good man when he's standing in front of them. You think they're supposed to know the ingredients of their own squirt? They don't know. They don't have no idea. Half of them still trying to figure out that it ain't pee. They ain't got to stop in the middle of what they're doing. I got to use the bathroom. That's your squirt, baby. Half of them don't even know that. So how you going to go to them? They ain't the authorities. I'm the authority. I'm telling you right now. Of squirtations. Love a woman who has that talent. Love a woman who has that talent. Yes. That gets you. That gets That gets you the second interview.
I'm just letting you know, man, a little urine, even in normal sexual intercourse, is released. Some women hold back because it feels like they're going to urine. And that's why it's so hard for them to orgasm, because they have a natural tendency to feel like they're going to urine and they don't want to urine on your face or, you know, while you're taking care of their business. So they hold why it takes so long to do their thing. But it's a little pee-pee in there, man. You done drank some pee.
They made me realize. No, see, I don't like pussy juice cocktails. I'm not into those. I do, however, like. I do.
You see
however,
how perfect
like,
y'all see how perfect Tahuti goatee is. Do y'all know the only way to get a goatee like that is a pee-pee? And you ain't had no pee-pee.
Oh man! I promise you. It comes from doing it right, ladies, being having the ability to be very good at it and to perform it at a high level of performance. That's also
you gotta have some pee pee tolerance. I got pee pee tolerance. Yeah. I'm probably one of the greatest of all time. I'm in the Hall of Fame in that area.
I'm one of the greatest
of all time.
I see you around over there. They got your plaque right next to my room. I see
you over there. You got some, you know, you got some Charles Barkley around here.
Did y'all get that? Barkley. He's got a plaque in the Hall of Fame. I've got a room. His plaque is right hanging on the wall next to my room. I don't know if y'all, I had to throw that one back out there.
That would make you balls, wouldn't it? I come back and look at my little plaque. We go down and we see your room. Damn.
First of all, Kasu is older than me, so he's been doing it longer. That's number one. Okay. There was a time in my life where I would want to fight. You'd say, you're going to ask me about eating some pussy. I want to fight you. But
man, I'd be mad.
I love doing it. Yeah.
That's right. You know what, man? You probably should have gave her that. It might have worked out if you gave her that. You might have seen a better side of it.
No, can't do that. You gotta be further qualified. You understand? You just, you know, it's phases.
Oh,
remember
man.
Earlier I said it's phases, right? So yeah, there's phases. And see, that's the whole thing. If you got a lot of girth, you know, extra
girth.
You know, this is why, you know, it's because some of them areas they can't reach. I mean, scientifically, it's been proven they can't reach certain areas.
Man, that's hilarious, dude.
So, you know, you have to consider all of it. You got to consider all of that, you know. If her nails are too long, she ain't really washing the nooks and crannies. She ain't really getting them nooks and crannies, fam. I hope you kings is listening. You know what I'm talking about. WMLR, More Life Radio. It's Real Radio on a blog talk platform. Constantly got me in here acting a fool tonight, y'all. For real. But no, we just telling the truth. We're just speaking from the king's perspective. You understand? No disrespect. you know, I'm just not a guy who likes, you know, plus size, you know, women. You know, I asked, that's one of my questions in my interview. So, like, you know, where do you do your shopping? Where do you like to shop? They say Lane Bryant. what's the other one?
It's a couple of them. I can't think of the other one.
Yeah.
So Lane Bryant is the flagship. I can't think of that other.
Yes, the flagship.
That's the main hub. You go to Lane Bryant, they got, you know, lifetime memberships in Lane Bryant.
Yeah, they got everything. They got swimsuits, everything.
Panty selection. It's ridiculous. I'm like, why you gonna get boy shorts in 350?
I feel bad because somebody is going to say, oh, y'all making fun of big women. And it's not that. It's really not that. We're just having a little fun. But everybody likes what they like, right? I mean, that's fair.
That's right. If somebody going to call me fat.
Or I may not be as muscular as a woman wants. You know what I mean? Right. And that's cool. If you ain't feeling me like that, I can dig it. I ain't going to get mad about it. You know, I'm going to try to either work on it or I'm going to find a woman who like my build, who like my size, you know. It's whatever. But as men, we shouldn't be slut shamed because we say, you know, hey, you know, she was a little heavy for my taste. You know what I mean? I feel bad saying that, and I don't know why I feel bad because that's just what I like. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Yeah. Somebody asked me, like, damn, you didn't look at her pictures? I said, you know what? I did. I got caught in her eyes and her gaze. I didn't look at those hands. Fellas, look at the hands. That's why Ray Charles, as brilliant of a man as he was, the first thing he would do was grab her wrists, arms, and her hands, and he would feel it. Look at the hands. If she got Miss Piggy hands, there you go. That's what it is. That's why you always
beautiful.
See.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Let me see your hand. Put your wrists over here, beautiful.
Let me see your hand. Right. Show them to me. Yes, indeed. A blind man can't see. You gotta hear.
And that's messed up. And that's kind of deep. You know, a blind man.
That is.
That's some shit.
Yeah.
That's
right. Deep. He ain't hear your thighs rubbing together. He ain't smell the friction. None of
man,
that.
I can't do this, man. I'm trying to put a show on, Tony. How we gonna do
that's
a show?
What I'm saying.
And you got me in tears, man.
I just wanted to give the fellas a tip, man, because I failed. I failed miserably. I was like, oh, man. I was out there like Eddie Murphy. To be loved with a wonderful feeling. I was out there like that, Kasha. I thought this was the one. Uno momento, por favor. I thought this was the one. For real.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I'm still growing, man. I'm still
learning. Please grow, brother.
I want somebody I can dance to this beat with. We can get out there, cha-cha, step. You ain't going to be tired. You know what I mean? That's what I want. I knows what I want. WMLR, More Life Radio. Brother. Up in here, kicking it like brothers do. You know what I'm saying? Dedicated to you, the black man. You are loved and you are respected. We know you go through hell out here. I saw a post today, a queen posted, black women are the most hated and disrespected. I beg to differ.
Uh-oh. You better watch the
black
man. You better put that vest on. Better put
ask
that vest on saying
man. That. I ain't worried about it. I go Matrix. I go Neo. Slow motion dodging the bullets. For real. Yeah, I know what I'm saying is true, Kasu. There's no way they can say that black women have it harder than black men. No way. You look at the numbers across the board. Yeah, let them try. Let them.
Waiting outside the barbershop, bro.
You're not one test me out, seen. I'm not worried. I keep a straight razor in my pocket when I leave the barbershop.
Right, box cutter, old school style.
Yeah, box cutter. Give you that. What they call that? That $150. Give you a buck.
Right.
$150.
$150
crush
your jaw.
Right up off of me. Bet you leave me alone when you feel the air, when you breathe it through the side of your jaw, you leave me. All right, man. I brought something too, man. I want to raise the vibration a little bit. They gonna dog me out like Tahuti was on there. They're just talking about fat girl, and it ain't even like that, man. I'm just saying I don't have it.
Right.
You know, we can be cool.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? More power to the BBWs. Peace.
Exactly.
All right. I got a rare track by Kendrick I want to drop. Kendrick the Family Show, you know, between Asia, Kendrick the Family Show. This is a rare cut. You're not going to find this on any album. I promise you won't. You can try. You can't even find this on YouTube. Well, I haven't checked, but the last time I checked, you can't find this on YouTube. But remember where you heard it first, right here. More Life Radio. We are your number one station dedicated to black what? Emancipation, baby. We'll be right back right after this. Get ready to take it home, Kasu. Cause I'm tired, man. I don't know about you.
I'm laughed out.
Talking about these women wear me out. Let's raise the vibrations. We'll be right back, family. Don't you go anywhere. WMLR, More Life Radio. WMLR. That's some unreleased Kindred the Family Soul.
Love that song.
Can't get enough.
It's my business.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Hey. To all my steppers, grab your girl.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And don't y'all forget where y'all heard that. WMLR, More Life Radio, doing it like that. Real radio on a blog talk platform. Ain't nobody doing it like us, man. I'm trying to tell you. Keep it locked as we grow. We're approaching our 2-year anniversary. We've got new shows coming. And we're looking for a real radio talent for people who see the vision and want to grow with us. And let's take this thing where it should be, giving you quality broadcasting radio style. No jacklegging, no bootlegging. We're doing it the real way, baby. Bringing you research, information, and data. And that's what it's all about. Everything that we do is for the upliftment of our people. And we couldn't do it without you. And I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I had a great time, Khonshu, man. And, we touched on some things, brother. But I'm going to say good night. I'm going to get ready to say good night, man. I'm hungry. I'm tired. And tomorrow is Friday.
Yes, indeed.
Remember, family, as I always tell you before I depart, before I leave you, I love you. I really, truly do. And remember, whenever you feel like you're nearing the end of your rope, tie a knot. Keep hanging. Keep remembering that it ain't nobody, nobody bad like you. We'll see you. I think I'm going to be chilling with the King Khonshu next Wednesday. I'm putting together a music show, and I'm taking my time with it. Just stay locked, all right? You'll see it. Keep growing with us. Appreciate y'all. Peace, family. Khonshu, take us home, King.
Yes, man. Yes, man. It was a wonderful show. As usual, man, we get our laugh on. And, you know, like you say, man, it's like we're in the barbershop. You know, we're keeping it, you know, 100. And saying what some folks just scared to say or won't say. And I will say in closing, man, I love every one of y'all. Man, WMLR, you know, this is the radio station for Black emancipation. The number one radio station, man. And we are dedicated to emancipating the minds of our beautiful Black people, kings and queens alike. And we are working so hard to deliver quality product, man. You know, really, real radio on a blog talk platform. We take pride in that. And we appreciate everyone that takes the time to tune in, everyone that supports us on Facebook. Go to WMLRFacebook.com, you know. Go to come to that page and become a member. You know, like the page and stay updated with all the information that we're putting together. We really have an exciting 2017 coming up. We have so many great and unique programming throughout the week. You know, you're going to be really impressed. And, you know, this is just something that's near and dear to us, man. So with that being said, man, everybody be safe out there. Get ready for a wonderful spring and a beautiful summer. That being said, from myself, Khonshu Sheshmua Amun, my twin flame, Tahuti the Fly Virgo, peace, love, and power. Be safe out there, y'all.
This is how it should be done. This style is identical to nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts and nuts.
If you've been walking through this land with your head in your head, thinking of a master plan of how to get
Station focused on rebuilding our nation. WMLR, More Life Radio, real radio on a blog talk platform.
There has been an awakening. Have you felt it?